Grow Great, the podcast, episode 323. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. Grow Great, that's the podcast. GrowGreat.com is the website. Metcalfe's Law, the value of a network. It's today's Grow Great. Metcalfe's Law was originally about telecommunications networks. It basically says the value of a network grows in proportion to the square of the number of users, which means once a network reaches a certain size, well, it becomes somewhat irresistibly attractive. Tim Sanders, in his classic book, Love is the Killer App, he wrote this: someday this will be true for all of us. Our network will equal our net worth. I think Tim was onto something. I really do. I absolutely do. He cited Metcalfe's Law in his book, Love is the Killer App. And, you know, with that logic, solid logic, and clear understanding that he stated it, he makes a great point that while not all connections are going to result in something positive, the cost is virtually nothing, which means you've not lost anything. Now, psychologically, here's the problem. Psychologically, you may feel that you did lose something because, well, his advice is spot on, in my opinion. Get over it. Get over it. You know, we're willing to make a connection if we can get something from it. I recall taking a friend to some social media, kind of a get-together a number of years ago, and in walks a gentleman, and he's got a handful of brochures and business cards, and he's handing these out to everybody. This is his idea of leveraging this event to network. He wasn't providing any value to anybody. It's not who you know, but it's who knows you. I've mostly been comfortable with who and what I am. Sure, you know, like most, I'm able to daydream about what it'd be like to be, oh, I don't know, more athletic, more musically talented, a gifted cartoonist, a talented novelist. My lands, there are a host of endeavors that I would love to have, but they're just beyond my capacities. And I'm able to daydream of what it might be like to be more socially extroverted, you know, to be somebody who really enjoys a crowd, really enjoys a big, big shindig party, to be somebody who might be more of life of the party kind of a person. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy, and I've never been that guy. And mostly I'm pretty good with it. But I do confess that if there was one thing I wish I had done better, one thing that I wish would be more in my natural wiring, something that I could have more easily facilitated. It would be to be more comfortable in crowds, to be more extroverted. It's not who I am. It's never been who I was. And while I can appear extroverted, I'm not. Not really. And it's exhausting to me to be in crowds. I used to confuse that personality trait of being an extrovert with the ability to effectively network. And while it might be true that an extrovert can create a bigger network faster, it does not mean that the network is more effective. And today's show, I've really only got one intention, and that is to encourage you to think of your network while thinking of the networks to which you belong, the networks that you are a part of. More importantly, I want to inspire you to connect for the sake of value. First, the value you can provide. Next, the value you may be able to gain. But, and this is a huge but if neither happens, it's fine. And if only one of those things happens, well, okay, yeah, I would wish, make sure that you provide the value. I mean, that's infinitely more important than, well, you get something out of it and they don't get anything out of it. I think it's more important than you getting value that you give it. Although I could easily make the argument that by providing value, well, you're automatically getting value. I mean some more qualitative value. A few weeks ago, I had an Ethernet cable here inside the Yellow Studio, and it was the cable that connected my computer to my modem. The connector going into my computer, it just wasn't making a solid connection. The result? Well, my computer network, a network required for my computer to access the internet, it was broken. It was unstable. Okay, a new cable. Real easy solution, just a new cable restored the connection, made it completely reliable. Think of yourself like that. Do it first inside your company with your team. Do it for your team members. Remember, the value of the network is the number of users. More is better. In human connections, yeah, quality matters. That is, the value that each human connection can provide matters. Are there people inside your company that may not be connected with other people, but from flying at 30,000 feet where you're viewing things, you could see some real benefit that person A could have with person B if they just maybe got together a bit more? You could facilitate that. You know, I get LinkedIn requests, you'd probably do too, constantly from people who want a connection because, well, they want to get something from me. They want to extract value from me. People anxious to sell me something, really. And if somebody sends me a connection request, well, this would bowl me over if this happened. If somebody sent me a connection that just said something like, "Hi, Randy, I noticed that you work with CEOs, entrepreneurs, and executives, and I work with other service professionals like you, and I'd like to share with you some of the services that I provide to help professionals like you save time and money." Well, that would at least be an honest connection. They don't do that. None of them do that. Instead, I get a bait-and-switch connection request. And if I do connect almost immediately, kind of like on autopilot, I get this long sales pitch message. It's sleazy. Shows me that they're not interested in any kind of value proposition. They certainly aren't that interested in me. They're certainly not interested in any problems I may have. They're just interested in me as a potential paying customer. I respect sales. I respect marketing. I just respect honest sales and marketing. And I would rather people just be boldly up front and say, "Listen, I'd like to sell you something, and here's the something I'd kind of like to sell you." Who can you bring value to? And who can bring value to you? And maybe better yet, who can you connect with somebody else for mutual benefit? I mean, some think the power of a network is measured only in dollars. I just think that may be the lowest way to measure it, at least in the short term, because it's transactional, and it's a really transactional view of connections. Making a buck right here, right now. The longer-term view doesn't care about making a buck right here, right now. Because the value of the investment over time is exponentially higher. Think of the people with whom you may have connected, if only. For whatever reason, for whatever excuse, you didn't connect. And you look back and you think, "Man, I wish I would have." I habitually reach out, usually by LinkedIn because of the nature of that platform, to article or book authors whose work has impacted me. And it's just a quick note of thanks most of the time. Nothing more. No expectation on my part. I'm even surprised, quite frankly, if they respond at all. And many, if not most, do. I also reach out to random business people whose story may have been written about somewhere. You know, I'll read an article about some retailer in some far-flung place, and I've never heard of them. I've never heard of their company, and I read this pretty compelling story about what they're doing. People with whom I can relate, or perhaps people with whom I resonate because of the way they lead, the way they operate. And again, it'll just be a quick note saying how much I enjoyed hearing or reading about their work, and to let them know, "I'm inspired by the way you roll. I really appreciate the way that you're operating your business." Now, sometimes I'm able to connect somebody with somebody else because I think they might benefit from knowing each other. There's nothing in it for me, and well, the intrinsic value of knowing that you put a couple of people together who may could benefit from what each of them could bring to a relationship that has yet to be formed. And so I'll introduce them. And then I'll follow up to make sure, hey, I just am checking to make sure that you guys at least contacted each other. And from there, I'm out. I just leave it up to them. Once in a while, this doesn't happen all that often because it's not like I'm a super connector. Once in a while, I'm honored to be able to connect somebody to a specific person that they've told me they would like to be introduced to. And again, it doesn't happen very often because I'm just not this master super connector. I would like to become more masterful. I'd like to become more of a superpower at connecting. I'd like you to become more powerful and more masterful at that as well. That really is the point of today's show, and that's the only point. It's how we can all help each other with a spirit and an intention of providing the most value possible for other people first. I know everybody talks about it. Put some teeth into it. Make it come alive in your world. Try it just this whole week and just see how you feel about it. The benefits, I believe, will automatically flow to us. And it may not happen in terms of sales. It may happen in terms of sales. But if we can do it just for the sake of doing it, I just think it'll help all of our boats float a little bit higher in the water. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. Today's episode has been brought to you, here comes a sales pitch, by The Peer Advantage, thepeeradvantage.com. I am forming a couple of online, professional, paid-for peer advisory groups. These are groups comprised of just 7 people, business owners from around America, and I'm limiting it to America only because of time zone constraints, but 7 entrepreneurs. Sweet spot is probably anywhere from 5 to 100, probably $250 million. Yeah, it's a big, big range. Don't let the size, smallness or the largeness dissuade you from at least checking into this. All the details, and there's not that many, are found over at thepeeradvantage.com. I just want you to go to that website, click the big orange apply now button, and let's get on the phone and have a conversation. 7 people who sit around not second guessing each other, not judging each other, but people with whom we can really be vulnerable, people with whom we can share our insights and our experiences, and people who will share theirs with us. Yeah, we all value, we all benefit. ThePeerAdvantage.com. That's it for me. Go make it a great Monday, and Lord willing, I will see you on Wednesday.